Hey, this is Carrie Peters.
And Stacey Morgenstern.
And welcome to Better Than Ever, a Health Coach Institute podcast.
Where we're here to question how we do life because the normal rules no longer apply.
Hello, Better Than Ever podcasters. Hannah Duncan here with another Better Than Ever podcast. This week, we are chatting with transformational business coach and 10K and 10 Weeks finalist, Lilia Navarrete. Lilia will be joining us in an interview after we listen to her speech on stage. This woman is incredible and strong, and I cannot wait for you to hear how she made $70,000 in 2 days. I'm not even kidding. So enjoy this podcast, and Lilia, take it away.
I remember sitting exactly where you're sitting right now, 3 10K challenges ago. I sat in that chair. And I was watching 10K finalists, hopeful. Because as a family, my husband and I were $120,000 in debt. Our relationship was rocky, and my entire family thought I was crazy quitting my corporate job. And I felt scary. I was like a walking ball of anxiety. I would wake up in the morning and a paralyzing wave would sweep over my body. And I wasn't even awake yet. I was a coach with 0 clients. And as I was sitting in the audience, like you sitting right now, looking up the stage, as this beautiful, stylish, powerful women share their stories of success, and they talked about making $10,000, $20,000, $30,000, lending 10K clients, the only thought in my head was, oh my God, how much work will I need to do to lend a 10K client? Or make $10,000. 30 wasn't even comprehensive. How much self-care, family, fun time will I need to sacrifice to get such results? And I generally started doubting, should I go get that job back? Can I even make it as a coach? Am I as good enough as those women on stage? But then it hit me. I said, okay, I've gotten myself so far. I've become a coach. I quit my corporate job, AKA badass move. Right? If I could do that, I can do this too. So I believed it was possible, and I took a chance upon myself, and I invested in mastery. And the next 8 months, all I was doing was the deep TCM beliefs work with my mastery coaches and my skilled lab partner. And I hustled. Actually, can I share a story with you guys about the hustle? Okay, great, thank you. So, and by the way, this was like happening on a regular basis. It still happens, and I'm quite embarrassed about it, but not that much. So I was in a car with my husband, and we were driving somewhere. I don't even know where we were driving. We were driving somewhere, and so my husband was telling me a story about his, you know, his job, his day, like, how he wanted to pay out the debt. He just wanted, like, a human being to connect. He wanted to be heard. And I was sitting right next to him, a coach, and all I was doing, I was staring at my phone, checking Facebook and Instagram every 5 minutes, seeing if anybody had clicked on the breakthrough session link in my bio and scheduled that conversation with me. And then I'd catch his eye. And then I'd get a pit in my stomach of a raising guilt. He wanted to be heard, and I wasn't listening. But then I began seeing results. I landed my first ever 10K client. And as I got to that place, I realized this isn't enough. I know I should have been happy, and I'm sure all of you be like, Lilia, you should have been happy you landed a 10K client, right? But there I was. I realized that what I wanted more than money or success was freedom. I wanted freedom. I wanted to travel to Ecuador with my husband. My husband is from Ecuador. I wanted to travel to Ecuador with him and spend a month there on vacation. I wanted to go to California. I'd never been. I wanted to go to LA, to San Diego, take Highway 1, go all the way up north. I wanted to help my husband pay off the debt so he can finally feel relieved. And I wanted to help female entrepreneurs build their business without struggle while I am building my business passionately, not the hustle I kind of created for myself. And so I realized that in order to live the life that I want to live, I have to start living that life now. I have to become the person I need to be to get the results I want now. And although I was scared, and I mean, pardon my French, I was scared shitless, guys, to invest the money in traveling, this is where I put my money, and so I became a person who travels now. I became the person I needed to be to build the life that I wanted to build. And so I'm honestly, right now, inviting all of you to think about what do you want in your life? Not your neighbor, not your mom, not your tribe member. What do you want in your life? And then ask yourself a question. What are you waiting for? Because tomorrow never comes. We only have today. So I invite you to take that action today to become the person you need to be so that you can live that result tomorrow. Not 5 years down the road, not 10 years down the road, tomorrow. So as I stand here in front of you today, I remember the three things that helped me win the 10K challenge. You want to know what they are? Great. So, thing number one, the deep mastery belief TCM work. Thing number two, vulnerability, stepping through your fears. Thing number three, building success on my own terms. And as I was getting more coaching and travels and freedom and clients, do you know what I realized, guys? I realized that the biggest fear that was holding me back was that it was going to be hard to make money. I had to work hard to make money. Now, please raise your hand if any one of you thought or think that you got to work far hard for the money. There you go. So you might not believe me yet. You don't have to work hard for the money. I had to release that belief through the deep TCM mastery work. Now money flows with ease and abundance. Now I get to create success on my terms. And every single one of you can do that too. Every single one of you can create success on your terms. And you can ask me, Lily, well, how? Well, for me, the answer was go travel the world, invest in transformational coaching, and you live your life authentically. So I'm asking you right now, please ask yourself, what does success on your terms look like? And are you willing to invest in yourself right now to get that success? So today, I stand in front of you as a woman with a multiple six-figure business who travels the world. A woman who spent 4 weeks in Ecuador. A woman who went to LA and to San Diego and rode up Highway 1 all the way to the north on her own. A woman who's helped her husband pay the debt. Now, granted, we're still paying it off, so don't get me that far. A woman who's made $31,000 in the 10K challenge. And a woman who just a couple of days ago made $70,000 in 2 days. I build success on my terms. Are you willing to build yours? Do it.
Let's talk about what the heck just happened. What did you just do?
I just went on stage in front of 700 plus people.
And what did you talk about?
I talked about building success without struggle.
And how do you feel about it?
About the stage or building success about
Well, let's talk about the stage.
It felt like I want to do more of it now. Yeah, it felt really good. It felt really, felt easier when you are on stage and you're connecting with people than it was a minute before I was supposed to get on that stage.
So what was going through your mind the minute before you went on that stage?
It wasn't really more of mind going on. It was a lot of feelings. So, you know, heart racing, a bit of jitters, anxiety. But I did a major meditation right before that. So it wasn't that bad. And of course, I feel like the major fear for people when they come on stage is, am I going to forget what I'm going to talk about, right? Will I forget the words? That was my major fear, if I'm going to forget it. But I just put that thought aside as not available for me. And I think I looked at the slides only once, which is kind of cool.
You made a decision to not have your, like, the confidence monitor. You made a decision to not have those notes there.
Yeah.
And you were debating whether or not that was the right decision. How do you feel now that you have done this in front of everybody without those notes?
I feel like it felt good because I could actually almost as if tell a story instead of racing through things and just make sure that I say every single part. I actually missed out on one part, which was so juicy that I missed out on that, this one sentence. But because I didn't have to worry about going through every single part that was written, I could actually tell a story. And when I tell a story, I spoke slower. I was able to connect, actually looked in many people's eyes, you know, and connected and made sure that I'm saying something. And if I'm saying a sentence, that's going to be, you know, connecting me and you. And then I'll look at someone else. So that just gave me an opportunity to feel the audience. When you feel the audience, it becomes kind of like a two-way street, right? It's you're giving them something and then they're giving you something back, and it's just fun.
And what was that juicy part you didn't get to say? Now you can say it.
Yes.
Here.
So there's a moment I was talking about my anxiety and hustle. No, I was talking about my hustle, the hustle part. And the part that I didn't say was that there was one time when I caught myself looking in the mirror and I lifted up my glasses. And I realized that the bags under my eyes had gotten from black to bruised blue. And so the question popped up, what was I doing to myself? And that was really sort of a wake-up call to that thing, whatever it is, the hustle thing, is not really working out very well for you. So I missed that part. I thought it was very descriptive to just kind of let people know what's happening when we're getting into the grinding mode.
And so what were you doing to yourself?
It's just, business became a job. You know, 12 to 14 hour working days, not connecting with anyone pretty much. Too much anxiety, too much fear, too much work, too much hustle, too much grind. I was telling a story previously, right before that part that I missed about my husband and how he was trying to share and just connect and be heard. And I'm a coach hearing everybody else, right? It was a complete disconnect. And I wasn't even paying attention to most of the time, all days long. I wasn't paying attention to what he was saying because other things were so much more important.
Yeah. So why was it important for you to do the 10K challenge this time?
I did it all the times. I did it all the three times. I don't know. Something clicked when I went to the retreat, to the master retreat in January. I was in that process of building my business without struggle. I was in that process. I was just being super vulnerable, just stepping into that vulnerability of, okay, I'm going to build that on my terms. And if I wanted to create a life where I wanted to travel, that I'm going to create my business around the life, not the life around the business. So I came to the master retreat in January. I just got back from the month-long trip to Ecuador, and I stayed in New York for a day, and I flew to California, and I stayed in California for 5 weeks traveling on my own without even having a return ticket. Like, I majorly stepped in into that building success on my own terms. And for me, that meant traveling, investing in transformational coaching, and just living my life. So I got to the retreat already feeling like trying this whole new thing for myself and my business. And it was working pretty well. And at the retreat, I just made the commitment. I said it to everyone. I said, this is my new mantra, my new year's resolution. I'm building success on my own terms, and that's it. And I wrote in that letter, remember you guys gave us the letters? I had received it back, the pink letter. I was like, oh, the pink letter. And I swear to God, in the pink letter I wrote, I'm gonna make $30,000, and I made 31 during the challenge. Like, holy crap. Kind of a thing. And I traveled and I stayed, and so I forgot what was the question, but that's the answer.
You're totally fine. So you've now done the challenge. What do you think was the difference from the first couple times that you did the challenge to now? What did you do differently that really helped you catapult to like what you've created? I mean, you just stood on stage and said you made $70,000 in 2 days.
Yeah.
That's more than I make a year.
Claim it. I'm going to claim it. Yeah. So as I was saying on stage, it's really... And I get when people are like, what do you do? What's the how? Legitimately, like, I'm not lying. Three things. Number one, I'm a big fan of the TCM work, the transformational work, the beliefs work, the mindset work. That's the first thing I did. I uploaded myself with coaching sessions. I'd had 4 per week at some point because I was like, if there's this hustle that's going on and I'm not making money, there's something in here is telling me that I can't. And I shared on stage, I said, that belief that I have to work hard for the money, right? That belief that we talked about yesterday, that struggle, right? To survive, to make that money, that I needed to work on that. Nothing else really mattered. So that was one thing. Number two is vulnerability. But that was always kind of easy for me. Not easy in a way like, oh, not a big deal, right? But I've always been this person who takes risks. So vulnerability, as Brené Brown says, is really taking that leap or that step without knowing the outcome. So I, again, coming back to that, building my life around, building business around my life, not the other way around, right? So it was, okay, what do I want? Do I want to travel? Then I have to start now and not wait until all of these things happen to travel, because I mean, in subconscious world, that doesn't work like that. If you want something, you gotta start doing it now. So I started traveling, right? So number one was the deep beliefs work that I did with multitude of coaches for a very long time. Number two was really vulnerability, just stepping through those fears. Where am I gonna get the money for the travels, right? I'm not even making that much yet. How am I gonna pay for that all? Doesn't matter. Gonna come. I'm gonna do it. I'm gonna trust, right? So stepping through those fears. And number three is really, again, that idea of I'm building success on my own terms. Like, I'm not available for anything else. If that's not what I'm gonna have, then I don't want the business, because the business is way, it just sucks. And that's it.
How has your experience here at HCI transformed your life personally and professionally?
Oh, how do I begin? when I found HCI, this was the first ever place which made me feel like nothing is wrong with me. I think this is just the biggest takeaway. It's the place where we get to understand that there are things in our mind that work particular way that makes us feel that way. Unworthy, not deserving, broken. So when I found them, I understood that, like, it felt like I had never known what breathing felt like in my life until I realized that nothing is wrong with me. It's just my patterns, and that's fixable. And then with that, all the work that I did through all of the trainings on myself and the coaching that helped me to break those patterns and continuously break those patterns. And now the work that I do with my clients is the deep inner work that HCI taught us. And I think it's incredible because this work is so powerful. It's so, 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 so powerful. So not only that I get to experience all of that on my own, but I also get to do the job so that other people can feel like they're also not broken. You guys are doing just godly work. I don't know what else to say. It's just so amazing.
What advice would you give to somebody who is in your position, you know, watching the you on stage and thinking, like, how the heck am I going to get there? You talked about in your speech, you talked about the debt that you were in. Yesterday, you talked about a lot of the struggles that you've had with being a female in your family from Russia, like trying to break a lot of those things that had been like imprinted into you. What advice would you give to somebody in your exact position?
The first thing would be just absolutely 100% know that mindset work and the beliefs work is everything. That's it. That's everything. You'll need strategy and all the rest of the stuff, but it's so easy. It's the most important part. And I've hung out with people who are making, you know, multiple million dollars. And they all say the same thing. It's the mindset, beliefs work. That's the only thing that's holding you back. That's it. So if it were one advice, it would be work on your limiting beliefs. Work on your patterns. Work on your subconscious mind that's holding you back and making you feel all those crappy feelings. Number two, resilience. This is my third 10K challenge, right? Resilience, resilience, resilience. And resilience is connected to your why. What is your why? Because, you know, we as entrepreneurs or coaches, we're leaders, right? We are holding the space for everybody else. We're holding that position that's leading other people, right? You're going to fall down. You're going to fail, you know, sweat and blood and whatnot. It's going to happen in business. It's not that it's not going to happen. You will fail. It's going to happen. So what is that big motivation that's going to tell you, okay, I'm going to get up right now, you know, wipe the sweat and whatnot, and I'm going to go continue doing. Maybe cry a little bit in the bathroom, but whatever. What is that big why? If you don't have the big why, if you don't have a burning desire, my coach says, if you don't have a burning fire up your ass, like, you're not going to make it, right? So that resilience is connected to that big why. Why do you want this to work? Why is it so important for you? That's the first question that we ask as a coach, right? What do you want? Why is it important? So resilience connected to that why. And number three is just consistency. It's not quitting, and it's consistency and consistency and consistency and consistency and consistency. Everything else is just, you'll learn it as you go. It's impossible to learn everything, so you'll learn it as you go. But number one, 100%, both hands down, is the mindset work, the beliefs work. You won't be able to move anywhere with it. Or you will, but you'll hate your life. Like, you'll die inside, and what's the whole point of doing that?
So why was it important for you to share your story with this audience?
I think it's the first time that I actually shared this particular story. I felt like talking about what we discussed yesterday about my struggle and whatnot, just a couple of weeks ago, well, about a month ago, I realized that I wasn't making a big deal of all of my struggles. I was saying, well, you know, all of this horrible things happen in my life, but it's not a big deal. So if they're not a big deal, then I'm not a big deal and my story is not a big deal, then what I do is not a big deal. So how can I create a business that's impactful and that gives me all I want if I am not a big deal? What I'm sharing is not a big deal. So just allowing myself to claim the fact that, yes, we were in $120,000 of debt. We still have some debt, and I share that with people. It kind of allows me to claim that and say to myself, it was a big deal. What you do is a big deal. What you go through is a big deal. Who you are is a big deal. And if I claim that, then people can see that because I resonate that. And that helps them to claim who they are, to claim their power and also come out. If I'm playing small and not claiming that, then how can I help them to claim their power? It's almost impossible. So it's important to share the story so that people get to know the Lily behind the, you know, the powerful, confident. I get this all the time. Oh my gosh, you're so put together. You're so confident. You're just a go-getter. I would never be like that. And I'm like, I have shit happening all the time behind the scenes. I had that debt. I'm scared. I have anxiety attacks, like horrible anxiety attacks. I have the same thing that you're going through. So for some one another reason, people are thinking that people who are making it are some kind of magical people or special people, but we're not. We struggle with the same thing that everybody else is struggling, right? So it was important, I think, for me for once to really bring that out and show people that I had that and I still made a decision and I still moved forward. And then I had some more, right? And then I had another struggle and I still continue. And I think the whole journey is like that. And then we come to a very cliche saying of it's not about the end result, it's about a journey, right? And we all know that, but it's the truth. So if you don't enjoy the journey, then why the result?
You asked the audience, what does success on your terms look like? Mm-hmm. And are you willing to invest in yourself right now to get that success?
You're not gonna move anywhere if you're just sitting. I hear this all the time. I'm gonna quit my corporate job in about 3 years. Why? Why? I'm gonna do this. It's always this conditional. I said the same thing to myself. I'm gonna go travel when I start making the money. Like, no. You know, no, because as I was saying, tomorrow never comes. You know, that tomorrow, it never does. We only have that today. And it matters because what you do today with the decision that you make today, right now at this moment, is gonna help you live the life that you wanna live tomorrow. And if it's always going to be a conditional, then you'll always have a conditional result. Now, do you wanna have a conditional result? You know, I don't think so. And I've had this conversation, and people challenge me kind of like, well, you know, I just have all this perfect plan. No, you don't. Because you think that you do, right? Because you create in your mind some kind of a ideal perfect plan. And you know, in 3 years, I'll do this. In 5 years, I'll do that. No, you won't. Because there's something else deciding for your ideal plan. And you don't know what's going to happen tomorrow. So why wait on what you truly want to do or meant to do? Or why wait on having massive success for 3 years? If you can have it now. You can start building it now. That's what I asked them, that question. Look and ask yourself, what does that mean on your terms? There's so many people out there, so many coaches out there, so many influencers out there who are living the life, or they're showing the life that they're living. And so we are getting caught in this catch-up game. I'm going to do this, and I'm going to do that, and I'm going to do that. And we lose ourselves. We don't know what we want anymore. We feel like this is what we need to do, or this is what we need to do, or that, right? Or look at Lilia. She's doing this. I'm going to do that. No, don't look at Lilia. What do you want to create? What does success on your terms look like? What do you want, right? And then go do that. Or find someone who can support you so you can do what you want. Don't do what Lilia did. Like, that doesn't work. That's why I asked them that question, so they can start thinking.
It's good. It's a good way to get them motivated, yeah. For sure. Now, if you have any final things, like, is there a quote that sticks out to you, or you know, something that's always been ringing in your head? Like, what is your power saying that you always go back to when you're struggling?
I think it's just that the mantra that I created. I just remind myself all the time. As soon as I get in the overwhelmed kind of a mode, or you know, the anxious mode, or the self-pity mode, or the doubt mode, or whatever, I get into this place. Okay, Lily, let me remind you that you said that you're going to build that on your own terms. Like, that's what you're doing. And let me remind you that by stepping into that, you've created massive success. So I always remind myself that it works because it worked. So yes, my critter brain, my beliefs, all the rest, my subconscious mind would want to protect me, you know, the survival mode. But I look at the facts right now. I stepped into that and it created massive results for me. So I better not doubt, you know, to turn off my subconscious and turn on the regular brain that looks at the facts and says, okay, we've done this before. Let's get back on track. What is it that you want to create right now? What do you need right now? What do you want right now? What's on your own terms right now? And then I go back and get myself, you know, get myself a slap in the face. No, I don't. And I just go back into doing what I do, because I get into those pitfalls. You know, it's not like I'm always there like perfect. I get into pitfalls as well. So it's just that reminder. Okay, what does success on your terms look like right now at this moment? And I just go back into doing that.
So if you had one big crazy goal that you would like to accomplish in the next year, what is that crazy goal?
Are we talking by the end of 2019 or like?
Yeah, let's say by the end of 2019, what's your big crazy goal?
Yeah, so money-wise, I just declared it for everyone that I'm gonna make $500,000 by the end of 2019. Yes. That's just gonna happen. That's number one. Number two, I've always dreamt about this very high-level mastermind retreat that I wanted to do for high-level female entrepreneurs. And I want to take them to Ecuador to an active volcano. It's erupting every 8 minutes. So it's not like, it's just kind of, but it's erupting. And it's in the rainforest. And in order to get there, you have to ride on horses for 2 days. So I want to take those badass women for a week on those horse riding and climb that volcano and just do some major transformational work and some major body work. Or transformational body work, so that they can absolutely break free from all their hustles and all their struggles and all their patterns and all their beliefs. And so they can experience all of that in a place that is just amazingly beautiful, but also challenging. Because through the challenge, through stepping through those fears, you get to become who you truly are. Just peel those layers of crap off and really shine through. And that's what I want to do. And I think by the end of 2019, I want to create that retreat and fill it up and just go do it.
Thank you, Lilia, for sharing your story. And folks, if you want to come see our 10K in 10 Weeks finalists live on the HCI Live stage, all you have to do is go to www.hcilive.com and sign up for your seat today. I was peeking through our reviews this week and I wanted to give Mel a shout out. She said, "Hannah, I love these podcasts. They all resonate with me and are so inspiring. Thank you. I hope to meet you at the TCM retreat." I will definitely meet you at the TCM retreat, Mel. I can't wait to see you there. Thank you so much for leaving a review. We also have one from Two Broke Moms, which I love that name. I'm so glad I found this podcast. It's great to listen to while working. I often work in a very negative atmosphere in my day job, so I find myself losing my spark. Listening to this helped me remember what I'm working for and why, and to rekindle my belief that I can do it and I will do it. Two Broke Moms, I believe you will do it. You are amazing. Thank you both for leaving us a sweet review. It really did make my day. And if you are feeling inspired to do that, please leave us a love note on wherever you're listening to this podcast. A real person, me, goes through and reads them. So thank you again for your support and for listening. I hope to meet you both. Thank you guys, and you have a fabulous week.
Thanks
for tuning in to Better Than Ever, a Health Coach Institute podcast. For more information on our programs, please go to www.healthcoachinstitute.com. Comment and share if you like what you hear.